This is Radio Nepal MTK Prasad Khadka with news, the headlines first. House of Representatives Speaker Dol Prasad Aryal pledges to perform duties with neutrality, keeping the nation and people in center. Asa Bhosle, iconic and versatile voice in Indian music history, passes away at the age of 92. Home Minister Sudhan Gurung directs security officials to act tough to control criminal activities. And Donald Trump says U.S. to blockade Strait of Hormuz after U.S.-Iran talks end without deal. World leaders urge for more negotiations. Now the news in detail. Speaker of the House of Representatives, Dol Prasad Aryal, has expressed his commitment to carrying out his duties in neutral way, keeping the nation and people in the center. At a program organized by the Federation of Nepali Journalists in Dhading today, the speaker stated that he would work with integrity and impartiality in both the formulation and implementation of laws. Speaker Aryal also expressed his commitment to advancing the lawmaking process through a fast-track approach in order to directly benefit the public. Home Minister Sudhan Gurung has instructed the security officials to act tough to control criminal activities, including the drug abuse. Instructing the chiefs of the district security bodies in Chitwan today, Home Minister said that the security bodies should work professionally to maintain good governance and control criminal activities. Chief of the district police office in Chitwan, Govinda Puri, said that the Home Minister asked the police officials to ensure a prompt public service delivery, giving a sense of transformation. The government of Nepal has implemented a decision to provide 2 days of public holidays per week. Considering the possibility that the health services might be affected by the stunts, the Ministry of Health and Population has urged the continuation of health services without interruption. In a press release issued today, the Health Ministry emphasize the need to keep health services running even on public holidays to ensure that the patients do not face any inconvenience. Following the ministry's request, most hospitals have been providing OPD services even on holidays. Meanwhile, Health Minister Nisa Mehta has stated that people should feel relief, not hassles, when receiving services at government hospitals. Following an inspection of Bir Hospital and Sahid Gangalal National Heart Center today, Minister Mehta also expressed the ministry's commitment to providing the necessary coordination and support to resolve the problems observed in the hospitals. Asa Bhosle, one of the most iconic and versatile voices in Indian music history, passed away on Sunday at the age of 92. She has left behind a legacy that saved the soundscape of Indian cinema and music for over 8 decades. Dr. Preetita Samdani said Asa Bhosle died today in Breeze Candy Hospital due to multi-organ failure. She had been admitted to the hospital on Saturday evening following extreme exhaustion and chest infection. Born in 1933, Asa Bhosle began her musical journey at the young age, rising to prominence in the 1950s and eventually becoming one of the most celebrity playback singers in the world. Her voice playful, emotive and endlessly adaptable defined a generation of music lovers across India and beyond. She has also contributed significantly to Nepal's music sector through her songs. In 2011, she was acknowledged by the Guinness World Records as the most recorded artist in music history. Minister for Foreign Affairs, Sisir Khanal, held separate meetings with ministers of Mauritius and Singapore on the sidelines of the 9th Indian Ocean Conference. Vanessa Khanal is currently in Port Louis, the capital city of Mauritius, in course of his participation in the conference. On the occasion, Minister Khanal met Minister for Foreign Affairs, Regional Integrity and International Trade of Mauritius, Dhananjay Rampal, and Minister of State for Foreign Affairs, Social and Family Development of Singapore, Zulkarnain Abdul Rahim separately, according to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. During the meeting, Minister Khanal discussed various issues, including strengthening mutual relations, regional cooperation, bilateral welfare and shared interest. Chairperson of the National Assembly, Narayan Prasad Dahal, paid a courtesy call on President Ramchandra Podial at latter's office today. On the occasion, Chairperson Dahal informed President Podial that he was going to attend the General Assembly of the Inter-Parliamentary Union to be held in Turkey. According to President's personal secretariat, Chairperson Dahal and President Podial also discussed contemporary issues. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now time for a short break.
Fiber Internet, Nepal Telecom go back. Internet TV, telephone data ek saath.
Gharma TV hernus ya internet chalaunus, phone garnus data chalaunus, sajilo cha ek saath.
Fiber Internet, tibra gati ko sansar. Telephone Internet TV, sabai kura ma bharma. Nepal Telecom ko Fiber Internet. नयाँ जडान गर्न तथा मर्मत गर्न घरमै बसी बसी 198 डायल गरे पुग्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार.
वेलकम ब्याक. नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज. Preparation for a nationwide economic survey has been over. The National Statistics Office informed that the enumerators and supervisors reached respective areas for the count. The economic census is beginning from the 15th of April. As per the schedule, data collection from field will complete by the 21st of June. Meanwhile, Finance Minister Dr. Swarnim Wagle has urged all industrial entities, enterprises and concerned persons to involve actively in economic census. Minister for Forests and Environment Geeta Chaudhary has underscored the need for conserving biodiversity and plants and utilizing forest products to generate employment. In her address to the National Plant Day event in the federal capital today, Minister Chaudhary affirmed that the conservation of biodiversity was linked to food security, employment and economic development. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. President Donald Trump says the U.S. Navy will blockade the Strait of Hormuz, a vital shipping route. The BBC cited Trump in a separate post on Truth Social as saying direct talks with Iran in Islamabad failed because Iran is unwillingly to give up its nuclear ambitions. Earlier, Iran's delegation leader said that the U.S. failed to gain Tehran's trust during lengthy negotiations in Pakistan. Meanwhile, world leaders urged the United States and Iran to keep negotiating. Minister of Foreign Affairs of Pakistan Ishaq Dar on Sunday called for the U.S. and Iran to uphold the ceasefire as the peace talks hit a deadlock. Similarly, the European Union has also stressed that the diplomacy remains essential to resolve the Middle East conflict while welcoming Pakistan's mediation efforts. Similarly, Russian President Vladimir Putin has offered to mediate, telling Iran's President Mossad Pezeshkian that Moscow is ready to support efforts towards a just and lasting peace. The UK has also expressed disappointment over the lack of a breakthrough. Australia has urged further dialogue with Foreign Minister Penny Wong, calling for the ceasefire to hold and talks to resume after the Islamabad meeting ended without agreement. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast weather to be generally cloudy in the hills of Kusi province, partly cloudy in the Himalayan regions of the country and the Tarai regions of Kusi province, and mainly fair in the remaining areas of Tarai. Similarly, there is also a possibility of light rain and snowfall with thunder and lightning at a few places in the hills and Himalayan regions of Kusi province, as well as in the Himalayan regions of Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, and at one or two places in the remaining Himalayan regions and in the hills of Gandaki province. There is similarly also a possibility of gusty wind at a few places in the Tarai regions of Lumbini and Sudur Paschim provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. House of Representatives Speaker Dul Prasad Oral pledges to perform duties with neutrality, keeping the nation and people in center. Asha Bhosle, iconic and versatile voice in Indian music history, passes away at the age of 92. Home Minister Sudhan Gurung directs security officials to act tough to control criminal activities. And Donald Trump says U.S. to blockade Strait of Hormuz after U.S.-Iran talks end without deal. All leaders urge for more negotiations. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.